Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You are sitting here with Myla and Jocelyn, and we are venturing into new territory with a radio podcast called A Woman's Work. So we're going to start off by letting you know a little bit about how and why this program has begun, and with the hope that you all will join us, radio listeners, and contribute to an ongoing discussion to help women, Christian women particularly, but you don't have to be a Christian woman in order to join in this conversation. But a lot of what we will discuss will be based upon biblical principles and what typically comes from a Christian foundation and background. So with that in mind, I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Dr. Jocelyn. So, Jocelyn, would you please tell the listeners a little bit about you?
Well, Myla, good afternoon. How little do you want me to tell? I guess I don't get a response to that. So, where do I begin?
You can tell us a little bit about where you got the title for Women's Work. It's an excellent title, and I think a lot of us can benefit by doing some of the work, as Ayanla Van Zandt would say, in order to get us to where we want to be.
Well, the title Women's Work implies that women are always working on something.
Absolutely.
It's important that we work on ourselves.
Yes.
And so, woman's work really means that we're going to be working on the issues and the challenges that we face in life.
I love it. So when you say the issues and challenges we face in life, you just give us a little tidbit, maybe run down two or three issues that typically you think that we might need to discuss on a show like this.
Well, oftentimes we have issues in our work environment.
Mm-hmm.
We have issues in our relationships.
Okay.
And we have issues with the thoughts that prevail in our own space.
Okay.
And so we will, from time to time, address some of those issues and offer some new perspective.
Okay. I love it. So let me ask you, I'm sure our listeners are wondering, so what makes Dr. Jocelyn or Myla an expert on being able to help women do their work?
Well, personally, I've been working on me for many, many years.
I know that's right.
And I have come to the conclusion that this is a continual work.
Okay, all right.
And each phase of this work brings about a clearer understanding of who I am.
Okay.
And what I bring to my environment.
I love it. Yeah. And as far as my background is concerned, I too am constantly working on myself. And while I don't have any kind of degree in psychology or anything like that, or sociology,
or counseling.
But I've been in counseling. Does that count?
By all means. Yes, Myla, that qualifies you.
Okay. So I think basically what I hear you saying is that we're here to assist. We're not here to give anybody any directions.
And nothing that we say will fix the issue, but it will challenge you to look at that issue from a new direction.
Excellent.
And have some possible strategies that you can use.
Excellent. Beautiful. And strategies that you and I have implemented in our own lives or possibly have gotten from other people in order to share with our listeners. Would that be accurate?
Very.
Okay.
Along with the fact that we also bring to the platform the relevance of God's word in this new age.
I love that part of it, absolutely, because no matter what our background, if you know God's word and if you're applying it to your life, that definitely gives you some credibility right there, especially if you can show your life as a testament to how God's word has worked. Yeah.
And continues to work.
Yes, yes.
Because God's word is timeless.
Okay. Say that again. I love that.
God's word is timeless. And even though we feel that it doesn't apply, it is right where we are today.
Okay.
And it speaks to the issues that we are dealing with today.
Yes, yes. Okay, wonderful. So speaking of God's word, is there anything that you might want to just share with us today?
Oh, sure. Just this is the first show. We were talking about venturing into new territory. And today I feel just like Abraham.
Okay.
But his name hadn't changed, so he was Abram.
All right.
So we're speaking from Genesis chapter 12, beginning with verse 1, that says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to a land which I will show you."
Wow.
We're going to stop right there.
Okay. Okay.
God has put a very strategic mandate on Abram. Not only if he could leave his country, the place where he grew up, he knew everybody and everything and felt very comfortable. He is being asked to leave his relatives, his support system.
Okay. All right.
And he's also being asked to leave his father's house, where he was under the authority of someone else.
Wow.
And so, going into new territory with this radio podcast, I feel like I'm leaving everything familiar.
Okay. All right. Amen. All right.
I don't necessarily have a support system yet.
Okay.
And the only authority I have is my own at this moment.
Okay.
And that
I know. There you go.
But God is not necessarily speaking on this microphone right now.
Sure that he is pleased.
Let's pray, Rachel.
Yeah, for the listeners who may not be as familiar with the story of Abraham, Abram at the time, yes. It's just a reminder that during those times, to leave one's household was a huge deal.
Yes.
It's not like today's time when, you know, children marry and they go up to another state or another city.
Not even marry. Job requirements may take them out.
Right.
Of the household environment.
Yeah.
Education pursuits may take them out of the household required.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for Abram, it was a setup.
Okay. Explain that to us.
Because the second portion of the verse says, "And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great.
Uh-huh.
And so you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those that bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed."
Oh.
So the setup is, I've told you what I would like for you to do.
Right.
And these are the benefits if you do.
Wow. So that definitely adds more power and more weight. That adds more power and more weight to Abram's directive.
Yes.
And I love the fact that he had a promise waiting for him. That sounds like a good deal to me.
It always sounds like a good deal until you pack up and take it two steps away from
That is so true, especially when you can't see it, right?
Right. And so all God said is, go to a land I will show you.
Mm.
So Abram did not have GPS.
Right.
Other than God's special DBS.
Right.
He didn't know what to expect, what to anticipate.
Right.
All he was told to do was go.
Right. And in obedience, he went.
Not at first.
Okay.
Because when he told his father and family
mm-hmm.
about what God had said to him,
right,
everybody packed up.
It's just like today.
It's just like, okay. So God speaks to Abram and says, I want you. He didn't say it right. He said, I want you to leave your country.
Okay.
I want you to leave your relatives. I want you to leave your father's house.
Right.
But father and all relatives packed up
right.
for this great move.
Right. Where are we going, Abram?
And so God let them all go.
Mm-hmm.
And amazingly, when they got to a certain point in the journey,
mm-hmm.
God made it very clear he was only speaking to Abram. So you're going to have to come back for the next chapter of this.
Okay, I love it. Well, thank you, everybody. We appreciate you. We appreciate you, Jocelyn, for sharing that with us. That was insightful, and I can't wait until we share some more about it, the second part, the Abram and his obedience eventually to go on his journey. So, radio listeners, we are going to be back this Saturday. We're going to be back on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. So please be with us. July 15th, Saturday, 9 a.m. Please mark your calendars, and we're going to share more about venturing into new territory on A Woman's Work. So tell your friends, tell your family. Now, don't pack up because you can't come with us, but you can definitely share with us on the air. Thank you so much, everybody. Take care. And would you
have
like
a
to
good see? Evening.
Wonderful. And remember, we're doing A Woman's Work. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye. Those few seconds will be when we would probably oops, still on the air. Those few seconds.